all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it.
Let's go. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll move to the ridge of Break Leg Hill, rising like a rock above a sea of smoke from the forest fire. On the crest of the hill, Chief Cody and Ellery Collins lead the fight of the volunteer firemen against the conflagration that threatens to destroy Upper Falls. Before we join them, here's a message. Let's go, firefighters! Let's go to the crest of Break Leg Hill, where a line of weary men, armed with axes and brush hooks, fire rakes and shovels, is toiling at desperate speed. Urging the volunteers on are Chief Cody and Tim Collins' cousin Ellery, chief of the Upper Falls Fire Brigade. As Chief Cody spies a dim figure coming toward him from smoke.
Who's that? Ellery Collins?
Yes, it's me, Chief. I suppose there's no sign of them yet. Tim and the boys, I mean.
Not a sign.
Well, Pete knows these woods like the back of his hand. If there's any way to escape that fire down there...
Sure, sure. Besides, young Tim Collins has gone after them. Well, that boy is a born smoke eater. He'll find Jimmy and Pete.
Yeah, sure.
Well, there is a chance for them. There's always a chance.
I hope. That fire's climbing fast, Chief. She's reached the steepest part of the hill.
Now, look here, Ellery. I feel about young Collins and those boys... Well, I feel as badly as you do. But we've got to stop this forest fire. We've got to save Upper Falls.
You're right. We can't stand here mooning over personal matters. What's to be done, Chief?
How's it going at your end of the line? Have your men got that fire break set up?
They cleared the brush and the strip along the hillside. Now they're turning up the dirt with shovels.
Good. When the fire hits that cleared strip, it'll have nothing to feed on.
But if it leaps across the ridge, the wind may carry it over and past us, Chief.
Then we'd better follow the orders from the district warden.
I think so. I think we need a backfire. Down below the cleared strip, we'll burn out a patch of those woods.
All right, I'll do it, Ellery.
It's dangerous, Chief. I want to do it myself.
Oh, man, you can't. You're in command here. These men look to you for leadership. You can't take the chance. Well, what are my orders?
Check on the men at your end of the line. As soon as that fire break is completed, start the backfire. That's all.
Yes, sir. I'm on my way.
High over the scene, the district warden directs the fight against the forest fire by radio from the patrol plane of the Forest Service. A helicopter, in slow flight, hovering above the billows of smoke that cloud the sky. As he judges the course of the fire, the warden watches for any sign of Jimmy Collins and his cousin Pete. Never suspecting that deep inside the rocky cavern of Break Leg Hill, the boys are safe and Tim Collins is with them.
Oh, good grief, we've got to get out of here soon, fellas, before we freeze.
Oh, I wish we had a fire. I'm chilled to the bone, huh? We just had a fire, didn't we?
Yeah, you're right about that, Pete. Can't you be satisfied, Jimmy? Always too hot or too cold.
Who's that?
Me.
Catching cold?
No, of course not.
Gee, we'll all have colds in the head of... Gee, can't we get outside soon?
That's what I've been wondering. We've been here a long time.
The fire must have passed by now.
Yeah, well, it's going to be hot out there, Jimmy. No sense in escaping the flames if we're going to sizzle ourselves on the rocks before they cool off.
Oh, there goes Pete again. Yeah. Hey, listen.
Huh? Well, what's on your mind, Pete?
When he tries to talk, his teeth chatter so the words can't get out. Just listen.
Huh?
Listen, Tim.
To what?
Listen a minute. That's what he means. Quiet, it's those animals that came in for shelter.
Yeah. You hear them, Tim?
Those rabbits and things, mice and squirrels you saw running into the cave?
Gee, listen to them.
Yeah, they're getting restless. I wonder if it's cold.
Oh, were those fur coats on? Oh, they got no right to kick. No, sir, Tim. I won't want to get out.
That's it, Pete. That's it. They want to get out.
Yeah, me too.
Look, fellas. We've been here in this cave a long time. If the animals are getting restless... Well, I mean, if they're beginning to figure, it's almost time to start pulling out.
Well, maybe they know best.
Yeah, what do you say, Pete? We're only a couple of hicks from the city. Are those rabbits giving us a hint?
Pete says, yeah. Yeah. It's time to go.
Well, then what are we waiting for? Yeah, we'll try our luck anyway. I'll go first. If I crawl outside, don't... Follow till I say the word.
Oh, I don't care how hot it is. I want to sizzle.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Gosh, is it still too hot to go out?
No, you can stand it, fellas. Just at first, it's so hot.
What's the matter?
All right, come on out, both of you, but first, put your handkerchiefs around your face.
You got a handkerchief, Pete?
Yeah. What's the matter, Tim? Smoke?
Yeah, smoke. And a hot wind and woods are all gone. Come on out and see for yourselves.
Here I come. Golly. Gosh, Pete, where do you feel this wind? Gosh, I'm warm already.
Oh, golly, it feels good.
Then why don't you stop shivering like me?
Well, of course, a habit, I guess. Oh, golly, look at the woods.
Yeah, look at them. Black and charred and smoking.
Gee, only this morning there were trees everywhere. It was all green and cool and, gosh, what a mess.
All because some fool was careless with fire. Tossed a lighted cigarette from a car on the highway.
Oh, I'd like to tell him what I think of him.
Yeah, you ought to go to...
Gee, Tim, can't we go someplace? Can't we start for home? Pete's got an awful cold, even if he says he hasn't.
I wonder if it's safe yet to try walking on that...
Hey, look!
Huh? What? Where?
Well, look at your feet, Tim. Your shoes are smoking.
Well, look at your own shoes and Pete's, too. Well, we can't walk out here, fellas. This ground is still burning hot.
Ouch! Now we'll have to go back to the cave and cool off.
Oh, no, I'd... Hey, look! Listen!
Huh?
Well, that's the noise the wind makes that the fire stirs up, isn't it? Hey, no, it isn't.
No, it's up there.
It's a plane. Up there and all that smoke.
Yeah, the smoke. It makes it like twilight. But the draft is pulling it uphill.
Gee, if it could clear away so we could see.
Hey, there's a break in the clouds. Maybe they'll see us.
No plane could spot us through that gap, Jimmy. It'd have to fly past.
Hey, look, it is a plane. Yeah, but planes can't stand still in the air, can they?
Yeah.
Who ever heard of a plane that could... Hey, golly, that one can.
Yeah. Hey, it's a helicopter. Fellas, they're looking for it.
As the district warden in the patrol plane of the forest fire drops down toward the three tiny figures he sees below on the hillside, the forest fire rages toward the crest of Break Leg Hill, where the firefighters wait in desperate hope that the flames will be stopped.
Well, this is it, Ellery.
We've done all we can. We've cleared off the brush and plowed up the ground. You risk your life burning off that belt of undergrowth.
If this doesn't stop the fire, nothing can. Nothing this side of Upper Falls.
Hey, young man, stand by with those extinguishers. Get the packs up on your backs.
There goes the district warden again.
Whereabouts? I can't see him through the smoke.
He just dropped down beyond the crest of the fire.
He's been hovering above the hillside. Those back drafts from the fire, I thought he was getting pretty close.
Well, that wind could smash him against the rocks like a... Well, here comes the test, Ellery. The flames have reached our fire break.
Yes, all along the front.
Stand fast, men. Ready to pour on that water if we need it.
I don't think we'll need it. The flames can't pass the fire break. Now... This is the moment that counts.
They can't cross the fire break. Chief, they're dying down.
We've stopped the fire. We stopped it dead.
We've won. You men, we've won. Close in. Beat out those sparks.
As the men close in to beat down the scattering sparks thrown off by the dying forest fire, Chief Cody and Ellery Collins turn wearily away. On the very peak of the ridge, they drop down to rest among the rocks.
Oh, it feels good to sit down.
Yes, only... Now that the job's done, I guess there's not much reason left to hope.
I know how you feel. Uh-oh, job's not quite done, Ellery. Before we start searching for those young ones, we've got to report to the district warden.
He's flying as if... Chief, that plane is having a hard time.
Something's wrong. He's trying to make the hilltop... Make blazing blisters. Is he trying to land on the ridge?
No, he'll drop a message to us.
No, he's hovering. Let's get over there, Ellery. He's dropping that rope ladder of his.
He's got passengers, Chief. Somebody coming down the ladder.
Hey, Chief, what do you hear?
Jimmy Collins! Ellery, it's the boys. The warden picked up the boys. Oh, Collins, boy, we thought you were done for.
Oh, we're too tough to burn, Chief.
Oh, gee, did we ever get the hot wood? What do you hear?
Pete, son. Pete, you're safe.
No, Pie.
I caught a terrible cold.
Oh, Cousin Ellery, Chief Cody, listen. Let me tell you, right in the middle of the forest fire,
Gee, it was so hot, even the rocks cracked and split. But Pete, he didn't care. He just went ahead and caught cold.
And that's the best trick of any week, catching a cold like Pete's in the midst of a forest fire. But the fire has been stopped. And if Chief Cody and Ellery Collins can now hold it in check, Upper Falls will be saved. Their next move is for the district warden to decide. And you'll hear his orders in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, with a reminder that we all share the cost, even though very few people may be guilty of carelessness in starting a forest fire. Did you ever think of that? Now, even if your home is miles away from the scene of a forest fire, you lose, because fire destroys valuable timber and beautiful woodlands. You lose because somebody miles away has been guilty of carelessness. Somehow it doesn't seem fair, does it? All right, think it over. That's all for now. You'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go, firefighters! Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.